when we have the count, so the order of the count seems to be in the order of the flags. You see, the count begins with Reuven and Shimon, and they're one flag. And then the question is, if it's in the order of the flags, then why does Reuven precede Yehuda? Yehuda's flag was the first to travel. So he says the idea of the count was to give importance and to give each individual the connection to the blessing, that the blessings of Hashem would connect to each individual. Hashem was showing that each individual is important. The count says, you're important, and you're important. It's not just the general whole. The tribe of Reuven, we see the tribe of Reuven lost people. Lost 250 leaders. We're going to read in a few weeks the story of Korach. And most of the people who sided with Korach were Reuven.
Was that out of jealousy of, or jealousy that the Levim, in a way, took their place as the, as, not necessarily the firstborns, because they weren't the firstborns, but they were the tribe of preference, or the tribe of...
I don't know. So it's an interesting thought. I don't know.
It talks about that Reuven got triply punished. I'm saying it's right. before the...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's an interesting thought. I never thought of that. I don't know. I would write it down as a thought to look into. Write it in your notes. It's an interesting idea. I don't remember seeing that. So they needed to be shown that love. The tribe of Shimon, they're going to be the prime participants in the story of Shittim when the Jews go with the Midianite women. 24,000 people die. Most of them are from the tribe of Shimon. So being that the tribe of Reuven and Shimon are going to be the prime tribes that get hit in the coming years, so Hashem wanted to show them first how much He loves them and how much they will be deserving of blessing. It's a prelude to the losses they're about to suffer, the tribe of Reuven and Shimon, and Rav Chalap suggests that's why they were counted first.